Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hi Sandman, I was wondering, did you take the red pill or only half a pill? You seem half asleep to me. I don't think you're going to like what I have to say. Attraction is something that'll happen regardless of if someone is in a relationship or not. For me, how people behave in relationships will increase or decrease it. A guy also doesn't have to be a romantic for a woman to be drawn to him. As for that guy that slept in bed with me because he needed a place to crash for the night, do you think that I would have had any interest in a man that cheats? I've never cheated or helped anyone do so. I've had opportunities, and as women, they're easy to come by. As for the guy that slept over but didn't do anything with me sexually, I didn't like how his girlfriend treated him like a butler instead of a boyfriend. I also figured he might get stranded at my place because I wasn't feeling well and needed somebody to take me home. I warned him that he might have to crash here. I can understand his girlfriend getting jealous and yelling over the phone. Who wants their boyfriend staying someplace else where they could be shown to have better options? So I made dinner for him despite how I felt. Well, if she was not able to step up and keep her jealousy in check, breaking up would have been inevitable, no matter how good-looking she is. At that point, he would have been single, and I could have, if I chose to, started dating him instead. I was not stealing, simply speeding up the process. Besides, there's no guarantee that if I stayed in that circle of friends that he would even date me. She and I were never friends, so she can't say I was backstabbing her or whatever friend rules she might actually want to invoke. Sandman, you're quite something. From the way that you tell that story, where you actually took your colleague to come meet your girlfriend, so you're inviting in competition. Now that's devious, and here I thought I was being underhanded. Looks like that former Nawalt friend tried to do what I was doing. If you ask me. If your girlfriend knew what you were doing, then I'm surprised she didn't actually want to break up with you there. I would not be with a man who invited competition in so openly. This is a poor move, probably out of frustration for her unwillingness to work on things in her life. I think the only things it accomplished was her clamming shut and the relationship breaking sooner, rather than later. If you want to complain about why we women are so underhanded on getting ourselves a good man, it is more of a necessity. For women, a lot falls on who they're attached to, especially in the past. But go right ahead and talk about it. Feel free to correct me on anything. Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You mentioned that your intention wasn't to have a guy that you invited over to your place sleep with you immediately, by bringing him back to your place even though he had a girlfriend. Your intention was for your actions to lead the two of them to break up, so that he would be free to pursue you later. You did what a lot of women do with their female friends. They would say that their friend's boyfriend was no good for them, and that you need to break up with your boyfriend only for that same friend that told her to break up with them to get in a relationship with them later. Women love getting other women to shoot themselves in the foot. That's what you tried to do without any words. For a fat cat, you're quite sneaky. I think this is the first time you're criticizing me for being half red-pilled. You're right. I'm not on my usual game because I've gotten bored of the interactions women have with men and each other. It's getting as boring as the trips that used to bring me joy in my life, as well as shooting videos of events and even being creative for myself. Even as I've been building Lego lately, it's been getting boring, and the only thing recently that's been interesting is the discovery of a company called Remspace, doing dream-to-dream communication. Considering that Sandman is the Lord of Dreams, and I understand things others don't when it comes to the nature of dreaming, it would be an interesting thing to pursue. As for the idea of women and jealousy, you ladies want your man to be wanted by other women, because it makes you feel like you have a high-quality man. Yet at the same time, it gives you anxiety that your man will leave you for that other woman that's interested in him. It's fine to feel jealous for you so long as the man didn't make you feel jealous in the first place. If a man you're with goes out of his way to cheat, then that's bad for him. If the man looks at women in public and his girlfriend catches him looking at her, that will make her feel what I'd like to call positive jealousy. She can only get jealous in a good way if other women show interest in her man in front of her and they don't care that he has a girlfriend and that the man rejects the other woman's advances. You don't fully understand women's jealousy if you think that a man making his partner jealous unintentionally is going to lead her to break up with him. She's more likely to see him as being in high demand and therefore clinging to him even harder. This is jealousy done right. Jealousy done wrong is when a man looks at another woman in public while he's out with his partner. Or if he pursues another woman through cheating. If another woman pursues him in front of his girlfriend and he ignores that other woman's advances and gives his attention to his girlfriend, then the girlfriend will feel even more secure in their relationship. When I made my girlfriend jealous without even realizing it, she didn't clam shut and break up the relationship. It only helped solidify her choice to be with me, because she knew I couldn't be tempted by other women. You're right, though, that a woman doesn't actually want to steal a man from a woman that he's with. For me, they always used to drop subtle hints about how bad I had it, so that I would break up with my girlfriend and then magically fall into her arms instead. Some women put you in the friend zone to use you as an emotional tampon. Yeah, and other women put you in the friend zone as a potential man to monkey branch to eventually. Again, it's all so tiring and boring for me recently. She wants him to break up with his partner first, and then start something with her later. Because that proves to her that he's willing to commit and that she was a better woman, so therefore he ended up with her. What I might have forgot to mention is that I wasn't openly inviting competition between my girlfriend back in the day and that female coworker. It was all so subconscious. I had no idea I was doing it until many years later. My unconscious mind is willing to screw over anyone, including my conscious mind, to get what it wants. My unconscious mind was making my girlfriend at the time jealous in a good way. And the other woman would also act similar to you when I interacted with her. She was trying to speed up the demise of our relationship, probably hoping that I would eventually go for her. And I would have had it not been for the fact that I had precognitive dreams of being with her, having children, and then her ruining my life. It sounds crazy, but imagine dreaming of a woman you love betraying you before you ever even met her. The Native American shaman used to have similar dreams. It saved them from disaster many times. As for you, Fat Cat, you probably miscalculated because the guy's girlfriend probably suspected that that was your plan. And as you mentioned, you never saw either of them again. You had the cover of plausible deniability as an excuse. That you just wanted to help a man have a place to sleep instead of on a bench at a train station. You also didn't sleep with him, so that shows you're a virtuous human being as well. But all the while, you're just scheming in a non-conventional way to steal him from her by planting the seed of chaos and jealousy in her mind. Maybe you thought she was an inexperienced woman that couldn't handle it and would leave him. Who knows? But in typical female fashion, you turn on the metaphorical music and rent out the dance hall and want to see other people dance to your tune. I used to hate women's manipulations. Now I see them as juvenile, the way I see a kid trying to sneak a cookie out of the cookie jar, hoping that no one catches them. As I get older and older, it's harder for me to be entertained or surprised by anything. I become numb to the world both visually and emotionally. I don't know if this is a normal phenomenon, or if it's happening more to me because I haven't really had a real job for more than a few months in my life, and have been entrepreneurial, and have had tons of time to think and do all the really interesting things in life. It's my subconscious that's bored for the most part. My conscious still gets mental stimulation from the things that I do, but the parts of me that are deeper down want total geographic freedom, as well as procreation. And just so that everyone knows, Fat Cat offered her eggs back in the day to me when I first considered surrogacy. I guess if you can't have a romantic relationship with me in her life, I guess that's another way to tie me down as well. That subconscious part of me wants to procreate, but it only wanted to recently, once it figured out the reason why fertility rates are falling, and a way to prevent your kids if you have them from not reproducing. Otherwise, it's a complete waste of time. I've seen so many successful women raise daughters that turn into spinster cat ladies, and they never got any grandkids. And as I've mentioned in other videos, I think the reason for that is overindulging your children, which those successful mothers did. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat wanted my sperm to smash your eggs in a petri dish. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that make women jealous the wrong way by staring at a hot woman in booty shorts as she walks down the street away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.